A satellite view of the blue planet Earth at dusk, the dazzling contours of its landmass visible from space. Monumental metallic letters spelling the word Universal encircle the globe and settle in front of it. Beneath it, in smaller letters, a Comcast company. A searchlight shines from a cartoon city, then the image freezes and letters fall into place. Beacon.
Hello, cheer fans! Put your hands together and scream! For your three-time world champion, Rebels!
Bring it on, Worldwide Showdown.
In their Cheerlevity-in-Chief, Destiny!
Hey, cheer fans and wannabes, it's that time! The moment you've all been waiting for. If you're ready for the Rebels, give me those three magic words. Ready, Spirit Groupies? Three, two, one, bring it on!
The Rebels are on an outdoor stage and their performance is live on social media.
Here we go!
People tweet hashtags including Here for Cheer and Femcredible. Destiny, a petite brunette white woman, is leading her squad as they move in sync, performing tricks, flips, and staccato dance routines. The guys on the squad lift girls up, and the flyer girls extend a leg and hold out their arms as they do arabesque poses. The flyers do straight cradle dismounts, keeping stiff as the bases catch them. The squad have people flipping up front, dancing in the middle, and doing arch-back basket tosses on the end. A large screen crackles with static.
Destiny, what happened to our music? I don't know, Willa, but we're fine.
We are the truth.
Hey, this isn't our song. I can hear Hannah.
Get ready. We are the truth.
What are we gonna do? Shut up and cheer.
They march into formation, doing claps and arm extensions.
Rebels!
The rebels stop and look to the large screens. A video plays of cheerleaders in white masks. They do impressive tricks and edgy dance numbers. A one-handed lift takes place at the back of the squad, who are doing quick, sharp arm movements as they switch up their positions.
Tell me this is a nightmare? You're not dreaming.
A row of bases perform extensions with the flyers holding their hands in a V. As the others dance, the flyers perform helicopter spin dismounts, then join in with the fast-paced routine. The group roll their fists and ripple down in cannon. More extension lifts, then the group pop and lock their bodies to the beat. The squad move closer together, clicking and clapping at the same time. The cheerleaders pose confidently as they finish. The leader of the group moves closer to the camera.
We are the truth, and we're here to tell our so-called cheerlebrity Destiny and her weak-ass rebels that you have been challenged. You call yourselves champions? Well, your tired, stale routines won't cut it anymore, and you will be dethroned. Rebels, this is only the beginning. Consider yourself officially cheer-smacked.
A boy throws food.
Hannah, get over it.
People tweet about the event.
They're like a joke. What are we gonna do? Run.
Destiny runs away, leaving her teammates on stage. She hurries down a street, clutching a large orange purse. An aerial view of the city's buildings, then impressive graffiti art of two hands. Destiny leans against a wall, catching her breath. Destiny spots dancers performing in a small parking lot. Others sit around watching as one guy films the impressive street-style moves. Another guy does a flip, then starts popping and locking. The camera guy takes a photo of Destiny, then the other dancer whistles at her.
Hey, girl. Don't leave. I mean, it's free to watch.
He does a handstand spin and pops open his shirt.
Watch out, Jeff. Let me show a little something.
He ripples his arms and thrusts his hips.
Now I know I'm dreaming.
She's not.
Yo, did it. Why was the cheerleader mad when she got her driver's license?
Shit.
I don't know why.
Well, she got an F. In sex. Okay, what's a cheerleader's favorite nursery rhyme?
I don't know. What is a cheerleader's favorite nursery rhyme? I don't...
Hump me, dump me? What else did you learn today in the third grade?
Whoa, she's scary up close. She's pretty, but scary.
Thanks, I was going for femtimidation.
You all right?
What makes you think I'm not all right?
Well, you're either lost or on your way to a costume party.
This isn't a costume. I am a cheerleader. Now smile.
Ew. Whoa, 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 hold up. You didn't even get my best side.
It's okay because you don't have one.
Oh, that's cute. Is that for your Man Crush Monday? Because I get that a lot.
No, I have over a million IG followers. I'm going to post this to show them Neanderthals still exist. Hashtag get a life. Hashtag grow up. Hashtag humiliated. That's weird.
What? You realized humiliated wasn't a real word?
What? No, don't be too ridiculous. I have to go.
Wait! Why beef when we can settle this right here?
What are you talking about?
Well, this battle. You and me. Dancer versus cheerleader. If I win, you don't post a picture. If you win, well, why even discuss it? Because you won't.
You've been watching way too many dance flicks. You see, in the real world, we handle our battles on social media. So get ready to use up all your data, because my plan's unlimited.
She walks off, and the guy smiles. Destiny drives a metallic blue convertible and parks up by a sign reading Cheerleberty. She goes into the building opposite and passes gossiping girls.
It was so embarrassing. I would have died.
Destiny talks to a photo in her locker.
Cheer goddess, grant me the strength I need to deal with the nasty comments and the embarrassment. I've learned from your teachings to lead by example. Still, you and I both know the Rebels would be nothing without me. And that's not me being conceited. I'm just a natural-born leader. Like Jesus with a high pony.
She goes down to her gym where her teammates are waiting.
Are you guys going to tell me what's going on, or do you expect me to guess?
What are we going to do about being cheersmith?
Nothing. It was a prank, a practical joke. We can't take it seriously. People probably already forgotten about it.
I don't think so. Mm-mm. My IG followers are way down today. And people have always hired my pics. I mean, especially since I started taking butt selfies.
Yeah, my followers were down too, but that happens, right?
No, it's because we're under a viral assault.
What are you talking about?
This.
Willow takes a computer tablet off Roxanne and shows Destiny a thread of negative social media posts. Videos play of different cheer squads from around the world. Another team.
Mira, Destiny.
Destiny?
We're coming for you.
We're coming for you.
Smack! Cheer smack! Hey,
hey, Rebels!
Hey, Rebels! You've been cheer smacked. Whoa.
Destiny shrugs.
So what? A few teams challenged us. That happens like on a daily.
No, there are dozens.
Yeah, we're cheer chum in the water, and there's a feeding frenzy.
It's not that bad.
Don't act like you're not sweating through your sports bra over this. Destiny, we need to shake things up. Throw out our old routines and start fresh.
Okay, first of all, I don't sweat. I glisten. And we're not going to throw out all of our winning routines just because some teams challenged us, Willow.
But we've been doing a version of the same stuff for years.
I'm the one who led us to number one. So why would I want anything to change?
For starters, we lost four of our boys.
What?
Destiny, we're sinking, and the boys are jumping ship.
Like rats who will drown without me.
We're all going to drown if we don't do something.
It's simple. We'll replace the boys we lost.
The season has started. All the good ones are already taken.
Who would turn down an opportunity to cheer with me? That's ridiculous.
Why do we even need stinky groin scratching, and not to mention finger slipping, boys?
Let's not pretend lesbianic Lisa or Big Tina hasn't slipped a digit or two.
I lost my virginity that way.
Okay, we're not thinking about boys in the right way. We're the main outfits. The boys are just the accessories. They make us look better. Like glitter pom-poms or metallic gloss.
Can we stop talking about boys? That's not the problem. We're doing the same old routines. That's what has to change.
Okay. I'll come up with new choreo if that's what's gonna make you feel better.
Well, I was thinking that we could all...
Okay, you're my bestie, but when it comes to the routines, we're gonna do it my way.
Now, let's go get some boys.
That's cold.
Destiny has walked off, and Willow lowers her gaze with a glum expression before following her. Destiny, Willow, Roxanne, and Hannah stroll into a retro diner called Frankie's and study the booths at the back.
So, you think we can just walk in here and pluck male cheerleaders like Unibros?
Yeah, why not? Recruiting happens all the time. Besides, who wouldn't want to cheer with me?
Yeah, no, I'll pass.
I'm a rebel!
I'd rather tell my father I'm a cheerleader.
It's called cheerleading, not cheer dictatorship.
If I had the choice between your rebels and the Crips, I'd be a gangbanger.
People say Destiny and the rebels like the rest of you just back up. Right, thanks. I think I'll stick to my own team.
But, we could hook up.
A guy takes a photo of Destiny as she becomes a viral meme.
They hate me. The entire spirit world hates me. First the cyber attack, then the boys, now this mean meme?
No, hate's a strong word. They just don't ever want to cheer with you in life.
There's a difference?
Not much, but, well, we love you.
Yeah, which is why we believe we can avoid being cheer smacked again if we step up our game.
Listen to Willow. Cheer is changing. Our old routines just don't cut it anymore, and if we're not prepared, a better team will beat us.
You saw how the crowd reacted to the truth. They were eating it up.
So look, here's my plan.
I've got a better one.
Okay, you are seriously testing the boundaries of our friendship.
I hate tests. My dad gave me one for DNA before he left, and I think I failed because... Well, now my uncle is with us.
Let's go.
Why?
You'll see.
The rest of the girls look disheartened as they follow her. Destiny drives up to the dancing parking lot with her friends. The three guys that Destiny met are stood around a table having a drink.
Hey, can I talk to you?
See, I told you guys, this cheerleader was feeling me.
No, not you, him. You're in charge here, right?
Of what?
This little crew.
We're just hanging out. I guess this is your crew?
Yeah, we're not a crew, we're a squad.
And she's kind of a big deal.
Well, you're the rebels.
Oh, so you guys have heard of us.
You have it written all over you.
Hannah studies the logos on their clothes.
Oh.
I'm Blake, this is Jeff, and did it.
Hannah, Willow, Roxanne.
Wait, I thought all cheerleaders were named Amber and Brittany.
Really? Every cheerleader?
What? It's a theory.
Anyway, what's up?
We were wondering if you wanted to join our squad.
And do what? Fight crime?
D, that's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, I'm even smart enough to know that.
They're not even cheerleaders. They're, like, parking lot dancers.
That's if they can dance.
Can you give me a sec?
Yeah, take your time. Parking lot's not going anywhere.
Look, we need more boys on our team. And here they are, ready for the picking.
They don't know anything about stunting or spotting. Yeah. If we cheer with them, we could die.
Oh, and the Oscar goes, too.
Hey, that stuff's important.
Then we'll teach them. Besides, I've seen them dance. They're fearless. This is exactly what we need right now.
Hey, I was kidding about taking your time, okay? This is cute. But, we got things to do.
Okay, well, we need guys on our squad, so I gotta know. Are you guys man enough to be cheerleaders?
Wait, is that a trick question?
No. She's serious. On a scale of manliness, there's astronaut, firefighter, and then cheerleader.
Right! Yeah, instead you guys spin around on your head all day and let the asphalt bake your brain.
D, this is a waste of time.
You're not serious, are you? I mean, even if you were, there's no way we're gonna do it.
Not even if we battle you?
Ooh. Whoa.
Yo.
So now you're calling us out.
Yeah.
So if you win, my guys will cheer with you.
And if we lose, I'll post another picture on social media giving you props. Hashtag dance gods, hashtag cheer crush, hashtag...
I'd hit that. I mean, look, you gotta let people know that you won some of this.
Ew, hashtag disgusting, but hashtag fine.
That's what I'm talking about.
So?
Well, it's up to you guys.
I'm down.
Yeah. After we're done, just remember that you asked for this.
Do I look like I'm scared?
Wait, I don't really think this is the best idea.
Let's do this.
Oh, yeah, it's on.
The speakers vibrate and the boys go first, with Didit doing a flip off the ramp Jeff's sitting on.
I can't believe I'm about to cheer in a parking lot. Look, I know this isn't perfect, but I'm not about to get humiliated twice in one day, so perform your little well-toned asses off.
Don't we always?
We've got this, Destiny. We're champions, they're rookies.
Blake and his friends do an energetic dance with one guy flipping around.
This is bad. No, Matt Byrne is bad. This is competition.
The guys move in unison, popping and locking their limbs and shuffling their feet in slick, synchronized moves. The girls strut forward and do a sultry dance full of confidence. They move into a single-file line, rocking their hips and swaying out of formation. The guys do a similar move back. The guys slide onto their knees as the girls saunter away. One guy smacks Willow's butt as he gets up. The two groups dance at the same time. Then the girls surround the guys and shake their booties as they pump their arms. Destiny shimmies her chest and then does a confrontational pop Blake's way. The girls do solo dances and tricks. A girl does a headstand flip and another break dances, balancing on her hands as she windmills her legs. A guy lifts another who kicks his legs, making the girl slide back. Hannah does a flip, then the boys show off their breakdancing tricks. The girls spin, click their fingers, stride toward the boys, then turn away and sway their hips as they arch their backs. Destiny flicks her hair and the crowd hype up the women. Destiny and Willow high five.
No. Congratulations, you took us by surprise, but hey, the deal's a deal. They'll dance with you.
What about you?
Well, that wasn't the bet. I never said I would. But it looks like my boys are down with it.
Destiny looks back at the boys mingling with the girls.
Wait, but I was hoping...
Blake has gone. Destiny's in her bedroom video calling Hannah and Willow.
Some of those boys were pretty hot.
That's not the reason why we were there.
Didit asked me for my number.
Okay, what is with that guy? Like, they call him Didit because if something goes wrong, he probably did it. Who owns that?
I think he's kind of cute.
He's a man-child who needs to grow up.
Your taste in boys is so random.
Well, he's not mature compared to that Blake guy. But there's something about Didit that makes me wanna...
Okay, set it down. And Dee, as far as your ideas go, this one wasn't totally awful.
See, Willow, that's why I love you, because eventually you always admit that I'm right.
Okay, I'm done. Good night.
Nighty-night.
Night.
A video of Cheer Goddess.
Hey there, Cheer World. It's your Cheer Goddess. Here to talk about everything worth talking about
in the only sport that matters.
And what a crazy time it is to be a spirit leader. Like with all this drama going on with the rebels. Destiny and her girls got a virtual cheer smackdown by this mystery squad called The Truth.
We're The Truth. We're here to say, rebels, please go away. You're fake, you're phony, and not legit. Get off this floor and please go quick.
Now you all know, I don't condone this cheer-on-cheer violence.
And this feud is far from over. Yes, it gets worse. Let's check out what one of my little spirit tipsters just sent me.
Someone has recorded Destiny and Blake's dance battle. People from all over watch the video clip, which shows the rebels' sultry moves. Cheer Goddess is a glamorous black woman whose brown hair is in soft waves.
That's exactly what you think it is. The rebels involved in a street battle.
Destiny, did The Truth shake you down to the soles of your trainers? Listen, if you want to maintain your cheer liberty, you must show everyone what got you to the top of the pyramid in the first place. That's all for now, my little cheer minions. And remember, smiles bright, pits clean, and herky till you hurt 'em. Bye for now.
Destiny slams her laptop shut and sighs as she gazes ahead with a fretful expression. A new day and the rebels practice in Destiny's huge garden, which has a large swimming pool.
Okay, ready? 5,
Except, oh my god. Hey! You guys are late.
Yeah, we got lost.
What a surprise.
Yo, this joint is sick. Y'all must have some dope parties up in here, right?
No, we're not here to party, we're here to practice. So can you step in line so we can get back to work?
Jeff and Didit chuck down their bags and wave to the others as they get in line.
One, two, watch your arms. 5, 6, 7, 8. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Jeff and Didit are out of time.
6, 7, 8, 1. How are you not getting these? These are simple routines.
That's the problem. They're too simple.
Didit's right. They're boring, Anne. We don't do boring.
Day one, I'm already agreeing with the sidewalk twins. We need to step up our game.
We need to start somewhere. So let's start with our basic routines.
All our routines are basic. Excuse me? Nothing.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Well, I just feel like we're doing this to win championships. Like, to get the judges' approval, but not because we love it. That's all.
Yeah, all I heard was win championships. So let's take it from the top, everybody, with music.
Willow, a pretty young woman with braided twists, lowers her ashen gaze as she gets in line. Willow puts on a huge smile as she claps and dances with the others. The moves are slick but basic, and Didit gets kicked in the crotch from behind as he does a split jump.
Oh! Oh!
Sorry.
Oh my.
Are you okay?
Oh, why are cheerleaders so aggressive? Oh, it's like dancing with ninjas.
Oh, don't be such a chair baby.
Destiny pats her sweat.
This is going to take a lot longer than I thought.
Yeah, we don't have all of cheerternity.
Destiny looks fed up.
All right, everybody. Let's take it from the top. Where's Didit?
Didit's in the pool, relaxing on a pool float.
Excuse me. What are you doing?
Pulling off, boo.
Jeff jumps in.
Oh, my God.
This is what you get when you recruit boys from a back alley.
Oh, that's great. Why don't you guys just all jump in?
Hey, that's what I was thinking.
Hannah gets in.
I was being sarcastic.
More team members jump into the pool until everyone but Destiny is in the water. Hannah is lying on the pool float, giggling with Didit. One guy does lengths as the others mess around. Later.
I hope you guys all had fun, because now you're going to have to do the routine soaking wet.
Everyone's cell phones start buzzing, and Destiny looks worried. They all receive the same video from the Truth Cheer Squad.
5, 6, 7, 8.
Bits and pieces, bits and pieces. Time's up. Don't mess with us. We'll serve you up. Brick wall, waterfall. Rebels, you think you know it all. You don't know a thing or two. We're the best, we're over you. Yes, we said it. We're the best, we're over you.
Destiny, we're here to remind you that to be the best, you've got to be the best. And we're challenging you and your Rebels to a virtual worldwide competition. If you accept, post a video with the hashtag Bring It On. The cheer world is waiting.
That's it. We're taking them down.
Wait, we're accepting the challenge? Did you not hear them? We're taking on the whole freaking cheer world.
Yeah, that sounds like a lot to me. I mean, I've never even left the country. Well, except to go to Hawaii.
And we're not ready.
So we'll fake it. Hannah, you do it all the time. You give the best facials on the squad.
Well, yeah, Mom says it's good practice for when I get married.
Okay, Willow, get your camera. We're going to the gym.
For what?
I want you to film the best parts of our routine to post.
But the new boys are still learning the routines.
It's 15 seconds. Who can't shine in 15 seconds?
Their video.
You want to know the real truth? The Rebels can't be touched. Hashtag bring it on.
A video highlighting sections of the Rebels' routine goes viral. Close-ups of tricks and tidy cheer motions. One flyer does a backflip mid-toss, and another gets picked up mid-handstand. A shot of the guys doing synchronized backflips. Destiny is lifted up and balances on one leg as she does a high V. The Rebels watch the video.
Oh, it's on now.
It's so on.
Destiny's in the diner watching videos.
Destiny, you're going down.
A girl does a flip.
Hey, Destiny.
out with the old, in with the new.
We're coming for you.
Destiny, deine Rebels, die gehen runter. Du bist cheersmacked.
Hey, Destiny, the cheer world is so over you. We're gonna take you down. Singapore! Ow!
I can't believe that I used to be a fan, but I can't wait to see you fall on your ass.
Blake sits opposite Destiny.
I hear you got my guys involved in some sort of cheer war. Isn't that sort of an oxymoron, fighting cheerleaders?
Hello. Some of the best battles on the football field happen between opposing cheerleaders.
I've never really been big on pep rallies or sports, or pom-pom girls for that matter.
Aw, Blake, I'm heartbroken.
Thought you would be.
He steals a sip of her milkshake. Then as he gives back the glass, their fingertips touch. Their gazes meet. Then Destiny sucks her straw with a sultry look. Blake raises his brows.
So what exactly are you into? I hardly know anything about you since you don't exist on social media.
Yeah, not my thing.
What are you talking about? It's everybody's thing. You're nobody unless you have tons of friends or followers.
Believe it or not, people existed before the internet.
So what is your thing then?
Well, I've got this quiet, introvert, artistic appeal going. You're not feeling it?
What I'm feeling is hunger. That was my dinner.
Next one's on me.
Is that so?
And hey, don't make my boys look bad, okay? Your short shorts aren't the only reason they roll with you now.
Yeah, I know, they lost a bet.
That and you come off like somebody.
So what, they're like really invested in this?
Yeah. But I'm sure you're used to holding it down for your team, right? You won't let them down.
Blake hangs his head.
I gotta be somewhere. But I'll see you later.
See ya.
Destiny has a flirty smile as Blake goes. Destiny gets a notification and opens a video from The Truth.
Hey, Destiny. We're coming for you. Soon, the only likes you'll be getting are from fans who like watching you fail.
Late evening, and Destiny is in bed watching videos from previous competitions. A group of girls do toe touches where they box split mid-jump. One girl does multiple flips across the floor. Destiny looks emotional as she watches a training video. A flyer does a high V as she transitions from the base's left and right hand. A performance where two guys do mid-air spins, then all the cheerleaders flip in unison. Jeff is in the parking lot practicing his cheer motions and routine. Willow comes along and smiles on, spotting him.
Damn, am I late for practice?
No, we don't have practice today.
Oh, so what's up?
Well, I was thinking we could work on something for the routine. I have this idea, it's a little different.
Sure, come on.
Where are we going?
We're going to the roof, come on.
Hey, slow down.
They go up to the large rooftop space and Jeff uncovers a speaker. Willow takes off her vest, revealing a white crop top beneath. She smiles bashfully as she starts to show him her ideas. She pumps her arms in a muscle man motion, then slides them and clicks to her side. Jeff picks up the movements and they high five. She adds some body rolls before starting the choreography. Then Jeff alters her last move and brings it into a body roll with a fist stack finish. Willow digs it. She copies him and adds a few extra steps. They laugh as they continue to flow off each other's ideas. Willow goes into a handstand and Jeff holds her legs. He splits her legs and pulls her up into a hold, her legs wrapped around him. Their lips are inches apart as they lock eyes. Jeff and Willow show the rebels at practice.
What? You didn't like it?
You're my bestie. I wanted to love it, but I just didn't.
Yo, I thought it was dope.
Yeah, that's because you don't know the first thing about cheer.
Oh, and I guess I don't either.
Don't be so hard on yourself. There's a reason why I'm captain.
You're captain because we let you be captain.
So we both agree that I'm captain. Now will you step back in line?
So did you just tell me to step in line?
I'm not asking you as my friend. I'm telling you as cheer captain. What are you doing?
What's it look like?
Stay out of it, bro. It's a girl thing.
Willow, come back here.
Are you asking me as a friend, or are you telling me as cheer captain?
Destiny stares at her with parted lips.
Wow. That's sad that you have to think about it.
Willow, let her go. You know how she gets when she's like this. She just needs some space. We never fight like that.
She'll go off, eat a bucket of ice cream, cool down, think about her thighs, and she'll be back here to work it off.
I hate when she's mad at me.
She's your best friend. It's not gonna last. Besides, I'm not mad at you. So let's get to work and making the truth look like a bunch of liars.
Destiny's at home watching Cheer Goddess's advice show.
You see, the thing is, I feel so guilty about ripping that bow and hair out of my teammate's head. But it was that time of the month.
I completely understand. We've all been there. Cramps can make the cheeriest cheerleader lose her spirit. But I'm sure an apology and a few hair extensions will patch things right up, okay?
Thanks, Cheer Goddess.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling.
Bye.
Hello? What's your name, and how can the Cheer Goddess help you?
Hi, I'm Lila from Detroit.
You look oddly familiar.
Oh, no. First time caller.
Okay. Well, how can I help you?
Cheer Goddess, I'm struggling with my squad.
How so?
Well, you see, we've had a pretty good run. I mean, to be totally honest, we've kicked butt.
How come I feel like there's a butt after that butt?
There is. There's been a dissension in the ranks. I feel like my team has lost faith in me. I've led them to championship after championship, and all they want to do is change things.
Listen to me, Delilah. Change can be a good thing.
But we're winners. If it's not broke, then why fix it?
Sounds like something must be broken. Or why would you be calling me? Just give it a try, okay?
Sure. Okay.
Bye-bye.
She winks at Destiny, who was wearing a red wig and sunglasses. Evening, and Destiny is studying a purple graffiti memorial on a wall. It's of an alley.
What are you doing here?
Hey, I had a bit of cheersomnia, so I went for a drive. I saw this from across the road, and I just had to check it out.
I heard you had a hard day at the gym.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about it, though. I just want to stare at this until I feel better.
You like this kind of stuff.
Yeah, I love it. It makes me feel something. Like I'm not only seeing it, but feeling it too. Does that sound weird?
No. I'm actually surprised that you dig it. I didn't think cheerleaders were that,
What? Deep? Smart? Artistic? Open-minded?
Loosen your ponytail. I was gonna say cool.
Oh, okay.
Not everybody appreciates graffiti art.
You do?
Yeah. I'm actually a big fan of this guy's work. Now check it.
Stalker.
More like giving props. Come on, you probably got a tat of some cheerleader hidden in a private place.
Don't be gross. I do have this.
A tiny ankle tattoo.
Peace, love, cheer.
Yeah. Most non-cheerleaders don't get it.
Well, I'm big into symbolism. Does the rest of your squad have the same one?
No, just me and Willow. We snuck and got them on our 16th birthdays, but we've been spirit sisters for life.
Oh, that's sweet. You got a matching tattoo like cellmates.
Shut up.
No, I get it. You threw it tight.
Yeah. We were, but lately it's just been...
What?
I don't know. It's nothing. Figure it out.
Girl drama. Between my two moms and sisters, I get caught up in that a lot.
Sounds like you're living in a real fempire. You know, Blake, the more I learn about you, the more I like.
Thanks. And your crazy made-up words are growing on me, too.
They're not so much made up as feminized to give them strength.
Well, let me walk you back to your car. It's getting late, and this isn't the safest neighborhood.
I'm fine.
Oh, I know. I was just hoping you could help protect me with your super femme natural powers.
Well, that's not how you do it.
Oh, there are rules to this?
Yes, of course. And in the hands of a rookie, which you obviously are, it could be a disaster until you femme master it.
Hmm. I see what you did there. Come on, let's get out of here and you can help teach me this strange language you speak.
In a minute, okay? I just want to stare at this a bit more.
It really does something for you, huh?
Yeah. The more I pay attention, the more I find what I like.
Yeah. Me too.
Blake and Destiny sit on her parked car.
I was so into it, I didn't even notice. My pants were totally ripped.
No, tell me you're joking.
No, I wish I was. Has anything that embarrassing ever happened to you?
Oh, I am not telling you that information.
Oh, come on, why not?
Because that's not something you tell a cute guy.
You think I'm cute?
No, I am not playing that stupid game with you, Blake.
What stupid game?
The one where we pretend we're not attracted to each other until one of us gets the nerve to kiss the other. And then everyone knows we're crushing because we make googly eyes and dash off to secret places where no one can find us.
You've played this game before, haven't you?
Maybe. You?
Maybe. But not as much as I want to now.
He leans in, but she pulls away.
I can't. With this whole internet challenge and half my squad being newbies and Willow hating me, I cannot add boy problems to this mix.
How do you know I'd be a problem?
Cheer with us.
No.
See? That's a problem.
Destiny gazes out at the city below, which twinkles with lights. Destiny's in bed, calling Willow. Willow doesn't answer, so she puts her cell on the bedside dresser, then purses her lips thoughtfully. She opens up her laptop and starts a video diary entry.
Dear Diary, you know I'm under cyber attacks from cheer hacks who have pitted my team against the world, which, to be honest, kind of excites me because I love a good challenge. But come on, my best friend has turned on me. I'm trying to make these ghetto-ass street dancers into cheerlebrities, which is probably impossible. And now you drop this gorgeous guy into my life? Why me? Why now? Why can't I go back to my perfect cheerlebrity existence when everything was about me? The guys that I've recruited are still dancers at heart. And I may have been wrong about thinking they could become even decent cheerleaders. I mean, my own cheerleaders can't even take on the world. They too have their limits. I can only take them so far. Okay, I don't want to start sounding ungrateful, but could you grant the Rebels a few miracles and help us come together to kick some serious ass?
She closes her laptop with a smile, then puts it aside before getting under her covers. She switches off a lamp and snuggles down. A new day in the huge gym, and Destiny leads a cheer practice.
5, 6, 7, 8. 1, 2, 3, 4.
A girl falls from a lift and hits her head.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Oh my God, are you okay?
NTM?
Take 5.
Damn it, that's the third one. Yeah, seriously, these chicks are real. They're not made of plastic like your little girlfriend.
Dude, I was not the only one supposed to catch her. If you weren't so busy trying to touch her butt, we wouldn't have missed.
You're right. I need to grow up.
Yes, it's childish, dude. That's all I'm saying.
Look, you both need to grow up. You guys need to stop breaking my cheerleaders.
I'm sorry. Like, we don't want anybody to get hurt. We'll do better, right, Jeff?
Yeah, I mean, look, she seems okay to me. It's like that joke, right? Why do cheerleaders wear their hair?
Not a good time, dude.
It's to catch everything that goes over their heads. Come on, it's funny.
No, you know what's not funny? Guys like you who don't take us seriously.
I told you, dude. You're on your own.
Cheerleaders are strong.
A trip.
We're agile.
An impressive flip.
And we don't stop unless the person against us is stomped to the ground or with us.
Okay, I get it.
Destiny eyes him sternly, then strides off. Destiny sits with Hannah and Roxanne on a bench. Hannah sips some water.
Are you okay?
Hey, it was just an accident.
No, it's not that. Things are just different without Willow.
Destiny is in her bedroom. A board on the wall by a dresser is covered in cheerleader logos and photos of Destiny and Willow through the years. Destiny picks up a photo of herself and Willow, which is kept in a heart-shaped frame. She puts it down with a glum expression, then picks up her cell. She starts to text Willow, but then her gaze wanders and she deletes her message. A sunny day, and the rebels, including Willow, do a fierce routine in the garden. The squad fan out, and Destiny poses.
I'm Destiny. I'm hot. My moves will make you try. That's Roxanne. She's bad. She's sexy, and she's rad. There's Hannah and Willow. They'll make you bite your pillow. I fly so high. I dance. I make you cry. This body, this tooth, you'll holla back. Woo-hoo! My girls, we're fierce. Our nose and are pierced. We're hot. Yeah, cool. Watch all the fellas drool. Hey, boys, watch this. You wanna see us kiss? Oh, it's squash. So good. Just watch. Oh, hell no, is that wood?
Let's go. Unite. You know our moves are tight. We are the best. From East Coast to the West. Sit back, relax, and watch as you climax. To our routine. You know we'll keep it clean.
And five, six, seven. Stop.
Destiny's shoelace is undone, and she falls flat on her face. Destiny's team huddle around her and laugh. Not one of them are helping her up. Destiny frowns, then wakes up. It was a dream. Palm trees line a street in the city, and Destiny's convertible is parked outside Rebel headquarters.
Yeah.
Destiny practices with her team. She is lifted up as the others do a routine in triangle formation. An audience is present, and Destiny spots a few people wearing the same masks as the Truth Squad. Blake is also there taking photos. The squad wave back as they bop backwards, then they all sway forward with a raised hand. Destiny studies the audience. The people with masks are gone.
Did you see that?
Yeah, the crowd, they loved it.
No, the truth.
What? No.
Hannah's gaze darts with a frown as Destiny strides up to the upper bleachers. She confronts Blake.
I'm impressed.
I bet you are. Who sent you here to take those pictures?
What are you talking about?
Why else would you be filming us?
I got a kick out of watching my buddies dance. Besides, half the people watching had their cameras out.
I don't believe you.
You think I have something to do with that internet business?
She flaps her arms and storms off as Blake frowns in confusion. On the gym floor, Roxanne goes over to the blonde, blue-eyed Hannah.
Destiny is tripping.
I know.
Destiny, I want you to breathe. Calm down. It's not as bad as you think.
I'm losing my mind.
Where are you?
In a bathroom stall.
You do need help.
Thanks for taking this private.
Don't mention it. Being a national champion comes with a lot of stress.
What am I gonna do?
I think you know the answer.
I do?
Of course you do.
Actually, I don't think so.
What is your heart telling you that you should do?
Go to the mall and buy that Louis Vuitton bag I always wanted. Go to Willow and make up. Mm-hmm. But what if she doesn't want to make up?
Enough already. Would you please just go to her?
A lavish home with green ivy cascading down the white walls. Destiny is at the door with a huge pizza. Willow opens up.
What?
Can you take a break from the shade? I haven't felt the warmth of your smile in days.
Wow, you should put that in a card. What do you want?
To call a truce? A ceasefire? I hate fighting. I'm sorry. And I miss you. And I brought you your favorite pizza.
Pepperoni and pineapple?
With extra red pepper packets?
Damn you for knowing my weakness. Come in. I don't know. Maybe I should quit and start my own squad. It might be the only way we can stay friends. I've been thinking about it, and Hannah agrees with me.
That's because she doesn't like seeing us fight. I know I've been such a bitch, but I can't imagine doing this without you.
That's just because you've never had to.
I had a total meltdown today.
I heard, but it's happened before.
Yeah, but you've always been there to help me pull myself back together.
You're like my rock, Willow.
Are you sure I'm not the iceberg who sinks your Titanic?
No. And if the food bribe wasn't enough, I brought this to pull at your heartstrings.
Oh my gosh, this is so embarrassing. Why did we even keep this? It's so not cool.
No, it's cute and it shows our spirit legacy. Plus, it's nice to see that I grew into my teeth.
And me into my forehead.
True.
Look, I'll stay with the squad on one condition.
Anything.
You have to let me grow as a cheerleader. It's my way or the highway mentality has to stop. I have ideas too. Good ones.
I know.
So we'll work together.
Yes, I promise.
Good.
The girls sit outside, scrolling on Willow's laptop.
Ooh, I like this one.
Yes, we could totally rock that.
Totally.
But I kind of like the other ones better.
Do you? Because I'm kind of feeling this one.
Hannah's calling.
You can answer that?
I want us to pick what we're going to wear for the cheer competition first. We can call her back.
Or she can be our tiebreaker.
Oh, hey. I didn't know you two were together.
Yeah, we're just looking at cheer uniforms to conquer the world in. And we don't know which ones we like, so can you help us out?
Wait. So you guys haven't seen the latest Attack on Us by the Truth?
What are you talking about?
There's another one? When? Where?
Just now. It's on the Cheer Goddess blog. It has like a zillion hits already.
No.
She's exaggerating.
Oh, I'm not. I've downloaded it. Watch.
I'm speaking with a member of the Truth Squad to get to the bottom of this whole non-sanctioned internet challenge. Cheerleader. May I call you Cheerleader since you won't reveal your real name?
Cheerleader is fine.
So why is it so important that Destiny and her rebels be called to the mat this way?
Because her role as a High Priestess of Cheer must end.
Okay. We all love drama, but this whole villain thing is way over the top. Destiny is a cheerleader, not a superhero.
A cheerleader who rules but follows. Because no one has had the guts to challenge her. Well, that time has come.
But she's not hiding. She's leading a winning squad. If you want a shot at beating her, compete through the regular channels.
The Truth won't be competing.
Huh. You won't? Why?
Destiny's stale routines should have cost her the last championship. She only won on a technicality, because she was the past champion the judges ruled in her favor. But this internet competition will be judged by the faithful followers of Cheer. Our satisfaction will come from watching squads from around the world spank her spanks.
Wait a minute. You're saying that Destiny won because of her past reputation and not her talent?
That's right. Destiny won't be able to hide because these squads are coming for her. And as she knows, there's nowhere to hide on the World Wide Web. Soon, she will be stripped of her celebrity status and be exposed as the fraud that she truly is.
Yeah. Again, little villainy?
Sorry.
I don't agree with your methods. The wheels have been set in motion for this event. And with that said, yours truly will be its virtual host. Now remember, this is a non-sanctioned competition. So you better be ready to bring it.
She's right. We did win because of your reputation, not because we were the best.
We won, that's all that matters.
It makes a huge difference if we didn't deserve it.
Don't you see what the Truth is trying to do? They're trying to get into our heads.
Guys are always trying to get into my pants, and now I have to worry about them getting into my head too.
They all frown.
All you have to do is think positive thoughts.
It's gonna take more than that to win the cheer challenge.
Yeah, especially since you won't have the judges eating out of your hand.
Whose side are you guys on?
Where are you going? We need to talk about this.
Later, okay? I need to think.
Destiny goes off and Willow gapes at the others. They shrug. Destiny goes for a drive, leaving the affluent suburbs. Aerial shots of the city, then an orange bus traveling down a street. Destiny is still driving. She wears a white top with a pearl-studded collar and has her smooth brown hair down. She pulls up on the side of the road, and her attention is caught by a graffiti mural. The mural is of a cheer squad performing a toss, the flyer mid-flip tuck. The backdrop is like a starry sky, and the figures are all shades of purple. Destiny smiles, taken aback. Then she notices the signature is the same as Blake's tattoo.
Blake.
Grinning, Destiny rummages in her purse and gets out her cell. She makes a call. Most magnificent
skies. He did it? It's Destiny. Do you know where I can find Blake?
An orange glow spreads through the cloudy sky as the sun sets over the city. A skate park, then an abandoned parking lot. Destiny finds Blake on tall scaffolding, finishing a graffiti art piece of a young boy. He has a bandana protecting his nose and mouth.
Hey!
Blake smiles as he lowers his bandana.
Is this legal?
Come on up.
Destiny joins him, and they sit with their legs swinging over the edge of the platform.
And then I got arrested. Just before my court date, I found out the district attorney was a fan of my work, and so was the mayor. So now I'm commissioned to do murals around the city.
Why didn't you tell me?
Hey, it was hard enough staying legit after I had a pass to do it.
So being a badass makes you feel more creative?
Sort of, yeah. And using my art to pick up girls is kind of lame.
I think I would have been impressed. What?
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Are you crazy? I mean, I only asked because the last time I saw you, you went off on me.
I know. I was having a bad day.
Yeah, I heard. So today's better then?
Yeah, it was. I saw my mural.
Oh, so it's your mural.
Oh, you know what I mean. Why'd you do it? Why me?
Because I saw something.
Yeah, what's that?
Oh, are you really gonna ask me?
I need to know.
Okay. When you cheer, you're happy. You're beautiful. Now that was lame, right?
No, it was so sweet. It was sweet.
What are you doing?
Playing that stupid game with you.
She cradles his face and pulls him into a tender kiss. She strokes his neck and she holds his gaze with a sweet smile. They continue to kiss. Various lights shine from the city's numerous skyscrapers. A new day and the diner is busy with customers. Red cushioned stalls line the counter, and the floor is black and white check. Destiny strolls in and gets numerous cold stares. Destiny eyes up the various booths, taking in the judgmental frowns. She spots some of her squad at the back and strolls over. They are just as frosty towards her.
What's up?
We have a problem.
What, another truth video? They can't do anything. All my secrets are out. They can't touch me.
Destiny's diary entry.
My best friend has turned on me. I'm trying to make these ghetto-ass street dancers into cheerlebrities, which is probably impossible. And now you've thrown this gorgeous guy into my life? Why me? Why now? Why can't I go back to my perfect cheerlebrity existence when everything was about me?
Where did you find this?
Link was sent to us this morning.
This is my private video diary. Who would do something like this?
Probably the same kind of person who would say one thing to your face and then talk behind your back.
What's up with that, Destiny? I mean, you think we took ghetto to dance with you now?
No, I recorded this weeks ago.
That's weird because the date on it shows it was done last night.
What? Why are they doing this to me? Someone hacked my video diary. I did not record this last night.
Does it really matter when you recorded it? You're not denying that you said those mean, awful, hateful things.
Yeah, but I don't feel that now. Tell them, Willow.
I believe you. The truth has gone too far. This should have never gotten out.
What difference does that make? She thinks we're a joke.
Oh, hold up, dude. Come on.
Nah, man. I'm out of here.
Wait, I can prove it.
How?
I don't know. But I swear, I recorded this weeks ago, Jeff. You have to believe me.
Yeah, well, until you figure that out, I gotta stick with my boys. You know, bros before. You know, I got too much respect for you to even finish that. At least I thought I did.
To Hannah.
Where are you going?
You've made your bed. Now you can lie in it alone.
Oh, Hannah will be back.
How do you know?
She forgot her low-fat, no-carb, gluten-free green juice.
Avoiding eye contact, Hannah strides back and grabs her green juice. A young gymnastic group trains behind Destiny as she leads a cheer practice.
Ready, 5, 6, 7, 8, and a 1.
They practice a dance routine which involves cross steps, hand flicks, and body shuffle rolls. Willow arrives.
4, 5, 6, 7, ha! Hey, you're late. Not that it matters, half the squad's late.
They're not late.
Well, then where are they?
You're not gonna like this.
Traveling in Destiny's convertible, the girls get to a rundown warehouse. They get out of the car, and Destiny folds her arms with a dubious look. She stands with Willow, staring at the bleak-looking buildings.
So what are we doing here?
Just promise you won't hate me.
Willow looks anxious as she leads Destiny to the warehouse. They go inside, and Destiny looks shocked on spotting the Truth Squad. They are dancing in the center of the large space wearing the white masks. The Truth Squad wear all black and move in a military-style fashion. They do classic cheer moves mixed with hip-hop-style dancing. The main focus of the group is a cheerleader who has her blonde hair in braids. The blonde cheerleader strides forward as her team file out around her. Then she stops right in front of Destiny and Willow and takes off her mask. It's Hannah. The rest of the squad remove their masks, Roxanne and Didit amongst them. Hannah smirks.
It was you. You did this to me.
Oh, please, you did it to yourself. And I can't take all the credit. Willow was a big help.
You were a part of this?
Let me explain.
Explain what? How you bullied me, harassed me, and invaded my privacy?
Oh, hey, that last part, that was me. Don't give her all the credit. She jumped off the Truth bandwagon when you guys became slumber buddies again.
Dee, I only did it because you wouldn't listen.
Oh, enough! We are done with your love spats. Look, Destiny, we're done chasing your skirts. We want out. We're starting our own squad. And I've even taken half your boys.
You too?
No, I'm staying with you.
Well, what about the rest of you guys? I mean, we're rebels, we're family.
You didn't treat us like family.
I've changed. Why don't you believe that? Look, if you stick with me, I promise. You'll all have a voice on this squad.
I say we give Destiny another chance.
Oh, Willow, wake up. Rebels are over. It's time for the truth.
The plan was to shake up Destiny so she would change, not take over her squad.
Guess you didn't get the memo.
Wait, you knew the whole time that Hannah was planning on taking over the squad?
Destiny was never gonna let go of her reign over us. This was the only way.
And after the truth win the internet competition, the rebels will be history.
I can't believe I'm looking at a traitor. You know, I thought you were...
What? Just another dumb cheerleader?
No. My friend.
Aw. Then I guess that makes you the dumb cheerleader. We won't be needing these anymore. Now that the truth is out.
You've gone too far.
We're just beginning.
Hannah smiles. Destiny has locked herself in her bathroom.
Dee.
Dee.
What?
It's gonna be okay. We still have a squad, and we convinced more than half the team to stick with us. We just need to recruit a few new cheerleaders and we can still compete.
Go away, Willow.
Not until you talk to me.
Don't hold your breath.
You can't stay in there forever.
Yes, I can. I've got running water and a bowl full of flavored lip smackers.
Willow video calls Destiny.
Look, Hannah played me. She fed me this whole story and got me psyched that we could convince you to change things. I had no idea she was planning on taking over the squad.
When I let her into the Rebels, I thought I was doing her a favor.
For a whole year, she put on this act like she was some dumb blonde. How did we fall for that?
I guess we reverse femme stereotype.
And what about Roxanne? We've been friends since the 7th grade.
Yeah, I'm not surprised by that one. I think she's still mad at me because I beat her for cheer captain in the 10th grade.
You did rubber nose in it.
I did not.
You posted a meme of her falling from a pyramid while you pulled off the perfect leg extension.
Yeah, because it was a perfect leg extension.
Not the point.
Fine. You're right, maybe I did have this coming for me.
It's not your fault. Hannah took advantage of how we were all feeling.
She's an evil genius is what she is.
So what are we gonna do about it?
Destiny opens the door.
We're gonna cheer smack the hell out of her.
5, 6, 7, 8. 1, 2.
A cheerleader loses their balance.
5, 6, 7, 8, and 1, 2. Are you kidding me?
This isn't working. We need more people to do a tabletop pyramid.
Until we find some new bodies to replace the weak-minded cheer followers who decided to go back to Destiny's losing rebels, we will work with what we have.
So, I've come up with a routine that we can do with a small crew.
Sorry, wait. I create the routines.
Come on, don't be such a...
Be careful what you say.
Okay, you're starting to sound a lot like the old Destiny.
Well, if you like the new Destiny so much, why don't you go join her? Because I don't have room for people who doubt me.
Wow. Was I an idiot falling for your crap? I'm out.
Roxanne shakes her head as she leaves, and Hannah glares at the others.
Any other losers who want to join her?
I didn't think so.
Did it ambles over to Hannah.
Oh, that was hot.
What was hot?
You playing like Cruella DeVille.
I wasn't playing.
Okay, from now on, no one's in charge. Everybody's opinions are welcome, because it was exhausting being a boss-ass bitch. Okay, we need to reach out to anyone we can to be a part of our squad. We only have 4 more weeks to prepare for the cheer challenge.
Okay.
Roxanne comes in.
What are you doing here? Hannah sent you to spy on us?
I'm here for the same reason you're here. To win the cheer challenge with my cheer family.
I know things haven't been smooth between us, and that's on me. But I want you to know, I really do appreciate you.
Roxanne smiles and they hug. Destiny looks focused as her team practices. They do hand clasps, high Vs, and tabletop motions as they shuffle around, switching up formations. Their timing is on point, and they move in canon for some sections, creating an effortless ripple of classic cheer moves.
Yeah, guys, that was awesome.
Destiny turns back around, and her smile fades.
Let's go again.
In the diner.
Over here? Yeah, that's nice.
They sit in a row of booths, then spot Hannah sitting at the counter, laughing with Didit.
Ew. Gross. You're all Buddha. There's no accounting for taste when I'm talking about Didit.
They look so pathetic. And without you guys, they're done.
Who cares?
Well, not me, but I thought you were gonna ask the other guys to join our squad.
I tried. But they ain't feeling it. Besides, why would you want the rest when you got the best?
Did you just try cheer swaying me?
Sure did.
Don't do that.
Some of the other rebels sit in the booth behind Destiny.
That was a good practice, right? I'm telling you, we can still do this.
Yeah, right.
Hey! Your cheerleaders, cheer the hell up. Don't worry, they'll come around. I mean, the choreography was still good, though, right?
Yeah.
And the routine was...
Great.
And the stunts were...
On point.
Exactly, so why do I feel like we're missing...
Balls, literally and figuratively?
We still have some of our boys.
No, I think she was talking about Jeff's.
Oh,
ew.
No, was not. Not just Jeff. The rest of the guys, too. I mean, they were throwing out some mad flavor.
Mad flavor? Oh, my God, she's starting to sound like us.
So what are we gonna do?
Well, my femme tuition is telling me... We need to suck it up and figure out how to get the boys back.
Yeah, but Hannah has her claws into half of them, and the other half, we have tried every means of messaging with no response.
We're starting to sound desperate.
Well, I don't know what else to do. But I think I know who might.
Destiny goes.
Okay, you really need to know how to finish a conversation.
Blake takes Destiny to a quirky graffiti art exhibition turned bar.
Why don't I know about this place?
lot of people do. You kind of have to know somebody.
A graffiti cartoon face.
So is your work in here?
No. These pieces were done by the kings of graffiti art. You have to earn it.
Well, I think your work is great.
Blake smiles. People in fashion-forward outfits dance on the white tile dance floor as others admire the expressive artwork.
Okay, what's up? There's something you're not telling me.
You must have heard I drove some of your boys away.
You called them ghetto. Not in a good way.
I know. I should have never have said that, even if I thought no one was gonna hear it.
This is why I don't deal with social media and all that crap.
Okay, can you just help me get the guys back?
I'm staying out of it.
Just tell me what I need to do.
All you have to do is be straight with them.
How am I supposed to do that when they won't even talk to me?
They're giving you the silent treatment.
Yes.
Wait, you physically walked up to them, said something, and they wouldn't respond.
Oh, you mean like in person? No. No, I haven't done that yet.
That's why I'm not an internet slave.
I am not a slave to the internet.
Oh, well, prove it. Give me your phone.
Why? What are you going to do with it?
I'm going to turn it off and hold on to it for the rest of our day.
Well, what if there's a cheer emergency?
Globally or just in the city?
Fine.
Thank you.
He puts it away.
Okay, now what?
I don't know. Maybe notice anything bigger than a 5-inch screen?
God, you're like 100.
He holds out an arm and she catches up with him, linking onto it. A retro projector projects a moving art piece onto a white wall, and Destiny rests her head on Blake's shoulder as they watch it. Destiny and her squad stride over to Jeff, who's doing a handstand in the parking lot.
What are you doing?
We're not leaving until you come back to the squad.
Jeff comes down.
Yeah, well, that's gonna be awkward, because we're just about to leave. Besides, we're planning to come back to your squad.
It's about quarter to...
Never.
What are you, like, two?
Look, I don't mind when you're mean to me, because I know you like me.
What?
Destiny, that diary business was foul. And everybody saw it.
I know, and I'm sorry. And this is femme possible for me to admit, but we haven't been the same since you guys left.
Oh, why not? Because all you ever did was try and change everything about us. I mean, our energy, our style, my jokes.
Okay, your jokes were weak. Let's not call that a loss.
Okay, I'll give you that. Look, when we joined up with you, we thought it was because we'd actually add something. And you weren't just going to use us for muscle.
Oh, wow. Did we reverse sexism then?
I believe we did.
That wasn't our intention. Okay, yeah, maybe it was. But we get that you brought more than we realized.
Yeah, should have thought about that before you cheer-miliated us. And I can't believe I just said that.
That's because cheer is in your blood now.
Okay, look, I can't speak for the rest of the guys, but just give me one good reason why I should cheer with you.
Because I am.
What?
You heard me. I'm in.
Are you serious? Why?
I really dig that you love spending time in my world. I figured I should maybe spend some time in yours. Besides, I love a challenge.
She hugs him.
What do you say?
All right, I guess we're back in.
Yes, then let's practice. Or we don't have to practice. We can just, like, chill or hang out or do whatever you want.
No. We only got 2 weeks to get ready, so.
Yeah, I could cheer.
Yeah.
Okay, then let's do this.
Destiny smiles. Back at the gym, the large group practices moves. Blake teaches some street-style dance moves, and Willow is leading another routine. A girl flips into a boy's hands, and he lifts her up in one swift movement. Roxanne and the others arch their backs and jut out of single-file line. People cartwheel and flip across the space, then small groups learn dance routines. A girl is lifted across four guys, transitioning her into a cartwheel movement. Jeff and Destiny chat with a group of the guys, then Willow leads a sprint drill. Smaller groups do workouts, including skipping and abs work. Lifts and dismounts are looking strong, and people are picking up the dance routine. The girl repeats her flips, and the guy that catches her now lifts her into a toss, catching her safely after she performs a flip. Numerous straight cradle dismounts. The squad stand in a circle, and guys breakdance in the center. Jeff does a backflip and transitions into a handstand. He lowers himself towards the ground like a press-up. A guy does multiple flips back and forth, then lands in a half split. Everyone is in high spirits and getting along. Destiny's in her bedroom taking a video call.
Thank you for taking the time to talk to me, Destiny.
Thank you for having me.
I wanted to chat with you because this whole worldwide cheer smackdown, it started with you.
Yeah. I'm not proud of it, though. It took my team turning on me to get my attention.
How about I remind everybody that those mass cheerleaders calling themselves the truth are actually your former teammates?
Yeah, some of them. It's true. And totally embarrassing.
I bet. Here you were thinking that they were your friends and cheermates. Now that's rude.
I don't blame them, though. I was out of control.
Why do you say that?
I was so caught up in this whole cheerlebrity thing. Life's not about how many likes or followers you have. It's about how many friends are willing to stand by you, beside you, catch you in a cradle. Because a squad is nothing unless you have each other's backs. I was trying to be someone on social media. I forgot who I really was.
Now that's deep. Anywho, the whole world will be watching and voting tomorrow. Tell them why they should vote for you.
No, don't vote for me.
What?
Vote for the rebels, because now we're all in this together.
Thank you, Destiny. Best of luck tomorrow.
No, thank you, cheer goddess.
To Willow.
How do you think I did?
You got way more likes
than
even...
No, not that. I'm asking what you thought.
Oh. You were the Destiny I've always liked.
Well, that's the only like that matters.
Willow smiles and puts her phone away. Destiny and Blake are chilling on a rooftop bench, holding hands as they gaze ahead at a wall. Behind them is a large graffiti mural with the word Freedom.
So? What do you think? And be nice. This is my first one.
It's you.
Destiny has done some graffiti. It matches her tattoo and is comprised of a peace symbol, a heart, and a megaphone. A new day.
Tell me why again we're at this disgusting old warehouse in the middle of nowhere to do a routine when we have a state-of-the-art gym.
Well, the cheer goddess agreed with the truth that the Rebels gym gives us a home advantage. It screams three times national champions. This place is anonymous.
Yeah, for good reason.
The Rebels, who wear gray sweats and matching hoodies, amble through the warehouse. They are confronted by Hannah and her team.
Hey, Destiny. After we're done here, you're going to realize your cheers are so old, you're going to need a landline to dial them in. Isn't that right, did it?
Yeah. What's up, Jeff?
Yo, what's up, man?
What are you doing?
I'm showing my man some love. We're still boys.
Yeah.
No. We hate them right now. There is no love at a SmackDown. You, all of you. You're all going down.
You know, there's a better way you could have said that. You could have said...
Destiny smiles smugly and strides off with her team. Cheer Goddess appears on a screen in a sparkly silver ball gown.
Good evening, and welcome to the SmackDown. I'm your host, the Cheer Goddess. The rules of the SmackDown are simple. There are no rules. Teams can use any combination of lifts, floor work, and dance choreography. Over 20 teams are competing from more than 12 countries. So remember, the world is watching and voting. So cheer your hearts out, my little cheer minions. And let's begin. Cheer World, it's time to break the internet. Let's hear it for the Costa Rica All-Star Twisters.
A beautiful vista of a coastal rainforest. Then the All-Stars performing an upbeat and impressive routine. A central base does a high toss, and the flyer does a toe touch before snapping her legs back in for the landing. Flyers hold handstands, balancing on the guy's hands as others do flips across the floor. Flyers hold an arabesque, then do spinning twists as they dismount. They do partner tricks, holding flyers across two bases. They finish.
What a tasty piece of spirit candy. Let's give it up for the Vikings of Norway.
A view of Norway, then the group huddle together and do a joint hand raise. They tumble in and out of formations, performing an array of tricks. Their uniforms are red, black, and white, and shelves of trophies are on the wall behind them. A guy jumps up high and spirals before landing smoothly. Two flyers do cartwheels down from their holds, the bases effortlessly carrying them onto the floor. A flyer is tossed through the air and flip lands onto spotters waiting up front. They finish with classic V-hold lifts.
Now let's see how they get down, down under. Starts, Team Orion from Australia.
A view of the Sydney Opera House, then the team performing in a huge gym. A row of girls do flips, then they change formation, and one group does toe-touch jumps as the others do a toe-touch toss-up. One girl backflips into a hold, her feet landing on the guy's hands. Two flyers grab hold of a third flyer, and she lays horizontal as she extends a leg. She rolls off and is caught as the other girl is lifted up.
Hey, you nervous?
Cheerleaders don't get nervous. We get ready.
Oh, good. But I'm nervous.
She nudges him.
Next up, cheer excess from France.
Their uniform is white with a sparkly blue trim. They do a mixture of jumps and flips, then a center group base fling their flyer up high, and she performs a kick and multiple spins on the way down. Bases work in unison to lift their flyers, then the flyers are caught in a swan dive dismount.
Unity All-Stars block from the United Kingdom.
They do a mixture of tricks at the same time. Then the flyers do a handstand into their base's hands and are lifted up and caught in arabesque pose. They do a vogue-like dance, then drop to their knees and tumble across the floor before getting up.
Please welcome the Berlin Titans.
They do classic cheer motions and tricks. The girls do in-sync handsprings and transition into backflips, slick one-handed lifts, and spiral dismounts.
Nova All-Stars from Singapore.
Three sets of bases fling their flyers into diving backflips. Then another girl cartwheels into her lifts mount. They do more synchronized tosses, catching their flyers in straight cradles. They raise their right arm, then swipe it down.
FYI, cheer family, the hits from the cheer smackdown are insane. We are trending around the globe with the hashtags cheer smackdown and bring it on. So let's keep that momentum going by continuing here in America, where it all began. Cheer world, here's the truth.
Get ready.
Wearing no mask, Hannah strides into the center, her team in lines around her. Hannah punches the air and extends her arms outwards. Then her team move into new positions as if following her commands. She breaks out into cheer motions, as do a few others. A few cheerleaders backflip into new lines. A single line of cheerleaders move their arms, creating a fanning motion behind Hannah. They dance through the space and did it backflips and spirals on a diagonal line as people move around him. Hannah dives back as she dismounts from a trick. Female cheerleaders up front go through arm motions, including muscle man, tabletop, and low V. They slam the floor and roll aside as their bases at the back lift their flyers. Hannah's in the center and holds the other two flyers' hands as they backflip, then do an arabesque. The flyers are caught in straight cradles. Then Hannah pops up, posing in a cross-legged position before doing a backward roll off the base. The cheerleaders punch out their arms and move into clean formation. They do an upbeat dance section as Hannah is lifted up and then blows a kiss. People flip past a row of cheerleaders doing alternating cheer motions as a group base preps Hannah for a toss. Hannah soars high into the sky and hits a toe-touch position before snapping her legs together for the straight cradle dismount. Two flyers fall diagonally behind her. They spring into a slick group routine. Willow.
You gotta give it to her. The girl is intense.
Yeah, she went up to a prep with an assisted backflip to an extension straight cradle to a retake shoulder sit and a back walkout. That girl is crazy.
Destiny smiles with an impressed expression. Hannah and Didit are at the front of the group. They hand clasp and pump their arms before running their hands down their chests as they body ripple. Tricks are performed behind the dance section, then eventually everyone joins in, moving in unison. Hannah and a few others are lifted up and balance on one foot as cheerleaders on the floor around them dance and flip around. Hannah does a spiral dismount as the flyers behind her do a knee tuck into an arabesque. Hannah does multiple handsprings through the center and lands with her back to the audience. She shakes her hips and saunters towards Didit. Didit wraps his arms around Hannah's waist and drags her back through the dancing. He spins her as she does a cartwheel, then Hannah faces him. She does a handstand into his arms, flipping over him as he does a backward roll. The dancers saunter into a final pose and nod their heads to finish. Cheer Goddess is back on the screen.
That routine was pretty amazing. The truth is on fire. I believe they scorched that mat. Cheer peers, watch out.
Jeff. Jeff. What's wrong?
Nothing. I look, I'm just worried about remembering everything, you know?
Willow smiles, then cradles Jeff's face as she kisses him.
Better?
No, I'm worried about my breath.
You should be. Here.
They kiss passionately, and she puts her gum in his mouth.
Wow. Thanks for the gum. Hey. I knew you liked me.
I like winning more.
Yeah.
There's a lot more to come, so let's hear it for the Utah Panthers.
They're in a triangle formation and do backflips.
Give it up for the Blue Cranes of South Africa.
Energetic moves.
The Texan Titans. And the Miami Waves.
The Miami Waves performing some somersault tosses. Then the Blue Cranes doing arm clapping and slapping, their cheer motions funky and fast. The Panthers do a row of backflips, and as they land, flyers are tossed up in a straddle position. The various groups bust out their best moves and tricks. The Waves do cartwheel dismounts, and the Cranes huddle together doing arm movements. The teams pop out into their final poses, and the Cranes have a man balancing on a guy's extended leg.
This global event is going down in cheer history. But now it's time for our final performance of the night, the reason we're all here. Ladies, gentlemen, cheerleaders and wannabes, I give you the team that everyone wants to beat. The Rebels.
The Rebels pose on scaffolding at the back of the stage floor. They have new black and silver uniforms with orange graffiti-style Rebel logos. They get into formation on the dance floor, then the lights come up.
5, 6, 7, 8.
Number one in the world.
Three guys do backflips at the front, and as they land, the whole squad bursts into action. Three flyers do straight cradle dismounts, then they do handstands as they transition onto the floor. Destiny leads a classic cheer motion piece, then the movements rock back and forth as they take on a more modern feel. An impressive toss with the flyer doing multiple spirals before rotating into a straight cradle. skillful diving toss with an archback somersault. Destiny dances amongst the others, then moves to the back where she and four others are lifted up. They do high Vs, then are tossed up and do perfectly timed cradle dismounts. A triangle formation flanked by two lines. The central group do toe-touch jumps and land in a floor roll before popping back up as a girl does a backflip toss. A glum-looking Hannah watches from backstage. Didit comes over.
Yo! Oh, it's so good!
Hey!
Stop tripping! You know that is sick! I'm just giving it up for my boys.
Hannah glares at him as she walks off. Girls flip through the spaces in the dancers, and two girls are lifted up as a central girl is tossed into the air. She does a backflip and hits a toe touch before landing. Blake takes center stage and handsprings and backflips to the front. He lands in a kneeling position and lifts his head. The group do a fusion of hip-hop crunking moves and cheer arms. Blake and Destiny are side by side and pump their fists as they shuffle back. The group face four flyers at the back who raise their hands and balance on one leg. The group does a cannon effect, each line copying the other's moves, and flyers do a twirl transition, then somersault. The group do impressive spins, spirals, and flips within their tosses and incorporate slick, upbeat dancing as they move in and out of positions. Blake and Destiny grin at each other, and Jeff beams at Willow. Destiny is at the front with a few others and puts her hands on her hips as her single bass preps for a lift. She balances on one foot and strikes a high V with a huge smile. She flicks her hair and repeats the move. Then as she comes down, the group huddle around her, striking a pose. The crowd go wild, shaking pom-poms and holding up posters. The rebels jump around and wave, cheering on the crowd. Blake hugs Destiny, then keeps his arm around her as he points at her.
Rebels, tonight you have shown us that not only does cheer have spirit, but soul too.
The rebels run backstage and Destiny stands with Willow.
How crazy was that?
I know. We basically just cheered in front of the entire world,
right? It makes what we've been doing seem so small in comparison.
We thought we were the shit.
We are the shit.
We couldn't have done it without you.
Yeah, I know.
What are you doing?
Oh, you just got a little something to do.
Oh. Thought you were
going to
try and kiss me.
Must be Zan.
They kiss, and Destiny pulls a face before hurrying over to Blake.
What are you thinking about?
I don't know how you guys do this all the time. It's way too much pressure.
Now it's up to everyone watching. The winner will be determined by combining the hits of each squad's video along with the votes cast on my website. I'll be back in 2 hours to reveal the results. Bye for now.
People from all over vote.
Yes, I'm so proud of my spirit children. What you have done through this internet competition has brought cheer to the masses. This Cheer Smackdown has been the biggest and most extravagant cheer competition I've ever seen. Regardless of who wins, tonight's event will forever go down in spirit history. All right, it's time. Cheer teams, get ready for the results.
The two teams come out.
I'm sure that some of the teams that you've watched tonight will be making history at the Olympic Games. As we all know, the winner will be determined by the hits plus the votes cast on my website. And I will give you that final decision now.
I can't take it.
Me either.
Didit closes his eyes and purses his lips, and the rebels hold hands.
The winner of the first ever Cheer Smackdown is...
The teams from around the world huddle together and watch their screens anxiously.
the Rebels.
The Rebels celebrate, jumping up and down, whilst the other teams console each other. The Australian team hug each other, and the French team are in tears. Didick claps with a huge grin.
What are you doing? We lost.
I know, but our friends won.
Oh, right.
Didick goes over to the Rebels and congratulates them, as do some of the other Truth members. Blake and Destiny kiss. Her arms draped around his shoulders, Destiny smiles at Blake, then she jumps up and down. A caption appears. This film is dedicated to cheerleader fans across the globe who keep the light of cheer spirit burning bright. Audio description created by Iuno SDI Group, written by Amy Cullen, narrated by Cherise Silvestri. A video plays of cheer teams performing from all over the world as credits appear. Directed by Robert Adetuyi, written by Allison Faust, produced by Mike Elliott. Christine Prosperi, Jordan Rodriguez, Gia Ray, Sophie Vavasor, Sven Rubrock, Stephen Lee Benson, Natalie Walsh, and Vivica A. Fox.
Number one in the world.
Other credits continue on screen.
Invincible, invincible, invincible. Ooh.